Now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Our topic today, working mothers. In these times when inflation frequently is in double digits, many families have had to face the question, should the wife take an outside job to assist in meeting the family's financial needs? There's no question but that women worked in biblical times. In the biblical portrait of Proverbs 31, the wife is commended for her work. She acts as a business manager, overseeing various economic enterprises carried out in connection with the home. She sets an example of industriousness by her actions. In addition to this, she shares the responsibility for training their children. Elsewhere in the Bible, we also find references to the working wife. In Genesis 29 and in Exodus chapter 2, we see that women tended the flocks. In Genesis 24, we find Rebekah watering the camels. Joshua 2:6 speaks of Rahab's work with flax, a raw material brought to her directly from the fields. In the Song of Solomon in chapters 1 and 8, the woman refers to her work in the vineyards. Ruth 2:9 mentions the women who gleaned in the fields. 1 Samuel 25 tells of Abigail, who takes charge of the household servants, directing them in their activities. The New Testament likewise pictures the wife as carrying work responsibilities. Of course, it's well known that Priscilla assisted her husband in making tents. In Acts 16, we find reference to Lydia, a seller of purple as well as a married woman. One thing should be noted, however, in connection with the working mothers of the Bible. In general, the Bible describes an agricultural society where the husband was away from the family throughout the day, tending the flocks or carrying out some other responsibility. The mother remained at home, and there she carried out such work as she was able to do. There is no clear case in the Bible to justify a situation where a mother remains away from home in order to supplement the family income. In fact, the description of the wife's responsibility in 1 Timothy 5 teaches that her greater responsibility is to her family. Paul says there, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Similarly, Paul says in Titus 2 that young women should be sober, love their husbands, love their children, be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. God places a premium on the home, and the influence of a mother on her young children is so great that she should be at home with them throughout the day. I recognize that there are special circumstances that may come into a house that virtually force a mother to work. The death of a husband, divorce, prolonged sickness of the husband, these things may require the mother to accept a temporary job away from the family. But in the normal situation, it's best that a mother be a keeper at home where she can guide the house. Ida LeShann, author of How to Survive Parenthood, has put it this way. The mother who works outside the home all along the way has most of the same responsibilities and pressures as those who work at home, plus a few hundred other responsibilities especially designed for her. I've known hundreds of career mothers, and almost all of them have one common characteristic. Their middle name is guilt. God's plan calls for the husband and his wife to complement one another. Both of them, each fulfilling their part of the marriage relationship, make up a successful home. For a mother to unnecessarily work upsets this balance in the home and opens the door to problems. Her children need her in the home.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.